Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
My mom says I can't have a pet. That's too bad because I really want one. If I could choose, I'd put up guinea pigs. They are so cute. And they're intelligent as well. When you come home, they greet you with funny sounds and you can feed them with veggies. My friend's got a guinea pig, and I sometimes play with it when I come round. I envy my friend so much. Maybe my mom will change her mind, but I really doubt it. She never does.
Speaker B.
I'm in high school, so it's a lot of stress for me. I would never have thought that high school would be so difficult. There's much too much homework as well, so what I need is to relax. That's why my parents gave me fish for my last birthday. I have a small aquarium and 3 goldfish there. They are so serene. When I watch them, I feel much better. I also think they recognize me, but it's probably because I feed them, because they recognize my sister, too.
Speaker C.
I've got a cat. His name is Fluffy, and he's adorable. Cats are everything one can dream about. I believe he's very much like me. He picks up my mood immediately. If I'm in the pink, he's so playful, but when I'm sad or just feeling a bit under the weather, he'll stay away from me or approach me later to sit on my lap. I think cats are extremely intelligent animals. Of course, you may not believe me, but when you have a cat, you'll see it.
Speaker D.
My brother has got a snake which I hate. I can't stand her slimy skin, and I generally feel red alert when they are nearby. I reckon government should forbid people to have snakes as pets, as snakes could be dangerous. What if they bite you? Or if a little kid wants to play with it, what happens then? My brother is very keen on various reptiles, though, and even dreaming of getting some kind of a lizard too. He's really very strange, if you ask me.
Speaker E.
Many people have recently started to take different exotic animals as their pets. I guess it's in fashion now. If you have an exotic pet, people admire it and pay a lot of attention to you, consequently. At the same time, exotic pets can seem too eccentric. For example, my cousin bought 2 pairs of Madagascar cockroaches, and do you know what they did? They ran away, and he found them later in his slippers. That's too much. Take it from me.
Speaker F.
I've got a parrot of all pets. I've always been dreaming about getting a bird, you see. My parrot can talk. And I sometimes seriously think that it really talks to people. Not only simply copies what people around it say. I often teach my parrot to talk, and it can reproduce what I say very well. I know not all parrots can talk, actually, so I'm lucky mine can. It is something I can boast about to my school friends and the guys living next door to me.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
My mom says I can't have a pet. That's too bad because I really want one. If I could choose, I'd put up guinea pigs. They are so cute. And they're intelligent as well. When you come home, they greet you with funny sounds, and you can feed them with veggies. My friend's got a guinea pig, and I sometimes play with it when I come round. I envy my friend so much. Maybe my mom will change her mind, but I really doubt it. She never does.
Speaker B.
I'm in high school, so it's a lot of stress for me. I would never have thought that high school would be so difficult. There's much too much homework as well, so what I need is to relax. That's why my parents gave me fish for my last birthday. I have a small aquarium and 3 goldfish there. They are so serene. When I watch them, I feel much better. I also think they recognize me, but it's probably because I feed them, because they recognize my sister, too.
Speaker C.
I've got a cat. His name is Fluffy, and he's adorable. Cats are everything one can dream about. I believe he's very much like me. He picks up my mood immediately. If I'm in the pink, he's so playful. But when I'm sad or just feeling a bit under the weather, he'll stay away from me or approach me later to sit on my lap. I think cats are extremely intelligent animals. Of course, you may not believe me, but when you have a cat, you'll see it.
Speaker D.
My brother has got a snake which I hate. I can't stand her slimy skin, and I generally feel red alert when they are nearby. I reckon government should forbid people to have snakes as pets, as snakes could be dangerous. What if they bite you? Or if a little kid wants to play with it, what happens then? My brother is very keen on various reptiles, though, and even dreaming of getting some kind of a lizard too. He's really very strange, if you ask me.
Speaker E.
Many people have recently started to take different exotic animals as their pets. I guess it's in fashion now. If you have an exotic pet, people admire it and pay a lot of attention to you, consequently. At the same time, exotic pets can seem too eccentric. For example, my cousin bought 2 pairs of Madagascar cockroaches, and do you know what they did? They ran away, and he found them later in his slippers. That's too much. Take it from me.
Speaker F.
I've got a parrot of all pets. I've always been dreaming about getting a bird, you see. My parrot can talk. And I sometimes seriously think that it really talks to people. Not only simply copies what people around it say. I often teach my parrot to talk, and it can reproduce what I say very well. I know not all parrots can talk, actually, so I'm lucky mine can. It is something I can boast about to my school friends and the guys living next door to me.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.